Sports are an integral part of society and can create tremendous opportunities for people, but they're far from perfect. No matter what safety precautions are enforced, injury will always be a part of sports. It affects people differently, and despite wounds or bruises you might see on the outside, it goes much deeper than that. Male and female athletes both experience pain, but their bodies deal with it in different ways that people on the outside may not see. My name is Megan Moore, and I'm a junior here at Idaho State University. In this episode, I will be discussing the differences in how men and women deal with pain in sports. While most people accept pain as a part of sports, they may not understand how prominent it is. According to the California Learning Resource Center, in 2025, approximately 250,000 athletes are injured every year in collegiate sports alone. This in general is a problem, but let's take a deeper look into how pain and injury affect men and women separately. There are many biological differences in how men and women deal with pain. Some of these differences include prevalence of certain pain, tolerance, muscle development, and more. The prevalence of pain differs depending on the sex of the athlete and kind of pain. According to the British Journal of Anesthesia, the population prevalence of several common chronic pain conditions are greater for women than for men, and epidemiologic and clinical findings clearly demonstrate that women are at an increased risk for chronic pain. Some of these chronic conditions include fibromyalgia, migraines, arthritis, and interstitial cystitis, just to name a few. Though the prevalence of these conditions are skewed towards females, there are a few chronic conditions that are more likely to affect men, such as cluster headaches. When looking into the other prevalence in types of pain, women are also more likely to experience more postoperative and acute pain. While women are significantly more vulnerable in both acute and chronic conditions that affect both sexes, it is important to note that male athletes experience a higher number of injuries overall, especially due to sports such as football. Tolerance is another big difference between men and women when it comes to pain. There's a long-standing stereotype that women can't handle as much pain as men because we're weaker, but the truth is simply that we're just built differently. Athletes in general have a higher pain tolerance than the average population, and males tend to have a higher pain tolerance than women. A study from 2023 revealed that athletes demonstrated significantly higher tolerance for ischemic pain and cold pressure pain threshold, and tolerance was higher among athletes than non-athletes. There has also been a very consistent pattern of results showing that women exhibit greater pain sensitivity, reduced pain inhibition, and enhanced pain tolerance, or increased proprioceptive modulation, which means that there are pathways in our central nervous system that amplify pain signals. These experimentally induced pain studies compare women to men and explain some of the reasons why female athletes and women in general are more susceptible to pain. Muscle development is another key part of why women and men experience pain differently. One major factor is that boys tend to develop muscles equally, whereas girls tend to develop muscles asymmetrically, meaning they're often more dominant in one area, such as a dominant left leg or a dominant right hand. Girls also tend to be quad dominant, and are up to 8 times more likely to tear their ACL than men, especially in sports such as basketball. Men also tend to have a stronger abdominal strength compared to women, which is a key for injury prevention because it allows the body to better absorb stress and react quickly. Now that I've covered some of the many biological differences comparing pain in men and women, let's look through more of a social lens. There are many biases and negative stereotypes surrounding athletes in sports, especially in regards to pain. For example, male athletes are often told just to suck it up because there's a major stereotype that if they don't push through the pain or if they cry about it, then they aren't masculine enough. On the opposite side of the spectrum, some people tend to have a bias towards women that they aren't seriously hurt because the stereotype is that female athletes are weaker and not as tough as men. Many people also fail to realize that female athletes having a lower pain tolerance than males does not make them weak, and it does not make them any less tough just because they're biologically engineered to feel more pain. These stereotypes have caused issues in getting optimal treatment for both sexes. In 2024, SN conducted a study which judged how observers viewed individual male and female patients based on their condition and amount of pain. The results revealed a low sex bias in female observers and a high sex bias in male observers, meaning that men are more likely to accept the stereotype that females or even males with a feminine personality are highly sensitive to pain, regardless of what they say, as well as the conclusion that women often face treatment disparities due to bias assessments. Unfortunately, these stereotypes aren't the only ones that negatively affect athletes. Athletes, particularly females, are surrounded by the stereotype that they need to weigh a certain amount or look a certain way. This can lead to undereating, malnutrition, iron deficiencies, and more. According to Sage Journals in 2020, studies show that female athletes are often insufficient in meeting nutritional energy needs, which can lead to medical-related issues, poor performance in health, and low energy availability. This is another part of pain in sports, and without help can lead to even bigger problems, such as bulimia and anorexia. At this point, you may be thinking, wow, this is kind of depressing. What can be done about this? And I'd love to tell you. While some issues are biological and some are social, there is something that can be done for both, and that is raising awareness. This may not sound like much, but without awareness, there's no network of people working to solve these problems, and you aren't going to see positive changes if no one speaks up about the issues. Let's take a step back in history and look at some breakthrough moments in sports, specifically for women. In 1967, Catherine Switzer became the first woman to run a marathon despite no women being allowed. She made a statement with that run, and 5 years later, women were allowed into marathons. Another key moment in sports history was the Battle of the Sexes, when Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs, raising awareness about gender equality in sports and paving the way towards men and women earning the same amount of money in tennis tournaments. These key moments have raised awareness for some major problems happening in sports and helped to shift towards a positive change. Women are more susceptible to pain and a larger amount of injuries, but men are injured more frequently. There are negative social pressures, biases, and stereotypes in sports surrounding male and female athletes, and that needs to change. Creating more awareness will help to draw more attention towards these athletes, allowing for more data to help minimize sports injury, potentially reduce some biases and stereotypes, and hopefully allow these athletes to get the best treatments possible. We covered a brief history of some breakthrough moments, and there are many more examples of this that show you have to fight, sometimes for a long time, in order to create awareness and work towards a solution. But good things take time, and if you don't have to fight for it, it's probably not worth it.